So if you have Palo Petroni, for Italy on the left looking for that red light. Arthur Lanigan O'Keefe for Ireland looking for the green.
Oh, and it's an Irish green again! Oh yeah!
I've always seen improvement in my results year out, year in, so I know I'm getting close to my dream of Olympic glory. So yeah, every day I go out for my run, every day I go for my swim, I tie up my laces, I dream of that Olympic gold medal, and that drives me, that's the biggest motivator of all, really.
And he does it again, it's Irish green! A third victory for Ireland!
I'm Arthur Lanigan O'Keefe, and my sport is modern pentathlon. My great-granddad went to the Olympics twice for swimming. I get to see his name every single time I go into the NAC. I think it was in 1924, and shortly after that as well. So yeah, I do have history of Olympians in the family, so it's quite nice. And I've always had a lot of great support from my granddad, and me and him have a really special bond through sport. And one of the presents he got me for my 21st birthday was a framed and signed picture of Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute barrier. And ever since then, it's been in my room. It's been hanging up wherever I am. And every time I look at it, it inspires me and shows to push the limits of human boundaries. And it's really awesome. I love it. I was a swimmer when I was a young age because I had severe coordination problems. So they got me doing swimming to address that. And my mother so happened to be a riding instructor as well. So because I was doing both the sports, I kind of wandered upon something called tetrathlon, which had both the sports in it with running and shooting. And once I got into tetrathlon, I got kind of hooked and I worked my way up to the top in that. And once I got to the top there, I naturally looked for the next step, and that was pentathlon. I had just one extra sport. And then the dreams of the Olympics and everything started. 2012 was a crazy roller coaster year for me. I just missed out on qualification at the start. I was one athlete away from qualifying. And then I think it was 4 weeks before the games, it turned out that a Polish guy tested positive. So I instantly got the call and saying, you're going to the Olympics. So I was like, okay. I relished the opportunity and had a great experience.
Lanigan O'Keefe, there is no doubt who the European champion is going to be as he starts to come towards home, and he's still kicking here, Heather.
He is not leaving anything to chance, and he knows there's some very strong runners in the field. He won't know who's behind him, but as he comes onto the track, that is the 200 metres to go. Coach giving him some encouragement.
It's been a real breakthrough year for me. Started off doing really well in mixed relays with Natalia, and we've won loads of medals there. And then I could see that my form was getting better and better. I decided to make the decision to become a full-time athlete, and I was getting stronger and stronger. And I thought I had a good chance at Europeans, but I didn't really want to say it. It turned out that I actually won European Championships and qualified directly for the Olympics, and it was a dream come true.
About to become the modern pentathlon European champion of 2015, and Arthur Lanigan O'Keefe is enjoying every single minute back down the final part of this race, down the back straight. There's the tape in front of you, and there is a man to look out for. Come Rio, and here comes the kick for home.
The vision has been there for a long time, and that's to get on top of that podium in Rio. I'm in a lucky position where I don't need to peak for any other competitions during the year. So we're tailing our program so that I'm very fit and very strong come Rio. I think what makes a winner is a belief in themselves. It's that belief to go and take the moment by the horns and do it. It separates a guy from a guy who trains just as hard and is very dedicated to the guy who wins in the end of the day.